Blench Bumps.
Cam FM.
Pretty much all the crews look like they're in position, so I actually can anticipate the dark cannon at any time soon. And yet, we've just heard it, so they're away. I can see Claire W2 coming towards me. They actually seem to be splashing quite a lot, quite close to the bank. I can already hear some whistles, actually, but we'll have to see through those whistles in between as the event continues. So Claire W2 approaching me now, followed by Wilson W1, followed by Murray Edwards W2. Claire look like they've got more into their stride now, got over that splashing and way to the bank. Luckily, they were quite close to the bank earlier. Still about a length and a half from Wilson W1. Mary Edwards W2 following them. The Claire Cox screaming his head off at those girls there, but hopefully they'll be on for another row over. So Wilson W1 just coming past me now, then Mary Edwards W2, and I can see Queen W2 behind them, being followed by Lucy Cav Hughes Hall combined boat, who are fairly close to Queen's there. Lucy Cav are on for their blade, so they're probably really, really pushing to catch Queen as they row past me. Queens are definitely losing ground on Murray Edmonds in front of them. But Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall, not quite gaining on them yet. Behind them, I can see first and third being KK Darwin W2. And from where I'm standing, they look to be quite close. So we could later on have a bump there. And then behind Darwin W2, we've got Jesus W3. All three of those boats seem to be quite closely bunched together. We've got whistles now for overlap between first and third W2 and Darwin W2. I think there will be a bump. There's just been a bump in front of me. So first and third W2 have just been bumped by Darwin W2. It looks like there could be a bit of a pileover because they're not pulling to the side very fast. And then we've got Jesus W3 coming up behind them trying to get past. But first and third W2 are getting right in the way of Jesus. So I think there might be a technical row over or re-row. There was just a bit of carnage right in front of me where Jesus W3 just couldn't get past. Behind them, we have Cats W2 with Claire Hall W1 coming up behind them. And Rahul, what can you see now at Grassy Corner?
So I've just had Claire leading off this division row past me at Grassy. They've got about a length on the crew behind them, Wilson W1. So if they take a good line around Grassy into Plough, something could develop. Behind me, there's been a concession because Queen have just been bumped by Lucy Cav Hughes Hall coming into Grassy, which is going to leave Murray Edwards W2 in front of them, chasing Clearwater with nothing much behind them. They're going to be due a row over. It's going to be really interesting checking that Wilson boat go down Plough Reef. It looks
Daisy.
Like they're getting ever closer. Daisy, what's got Queen's crew pull in here?
So as we're coming around first third corner, we have Churchill W2 chased down by Trinity Hall W2. And from what I can see, there seems to be some sort of overlap going on there. I think as we come around first third corner, we may have
Rahul.
A bump between Churchill and Trinity Hall. So Rahul, what can you see back at Grassy?
Coming around first post corner, I can see that Churchill boat you're talking about. It also looks like Claire Hall are chasing down Cats with quite some oomph. They've got in front of them, which is Jesus W3. They're just going to row over, but there's a concession there. Hands gone off from the cops, I can see. At least, yes, it has indeed. They're going to be slowing down and trying to let the Churchill crew pass. But that Cats crew is now spinning out. In fact, the Churchill crew are also involved in a bomb. In fact, yep, so Pitt Hall bumping Churchill because they pulled in to the side there. So just to confirm those two, Cats bumping Jesus and, sorry, St. Cats being bumped by Claire Hall and Churchill being bumped by Pitt Hall W2.
Daisy.
To Daisy.
So I'm back near the start here and I can see four or five of the crews still actually on the bank. I've got Keys. No, they're actually Newnham coming towards me. Newnham W3, they look like they might be on for a row over. But all the crews in front of them, another four crews in front of them, are pulled over to the bank. So I don't know whether there's been some sort of kind of mix-up and they're going to have to re-row at the bottom of the division. Andrew, can you see anything down at Ditton?
Yeah, I've just seen the end of a titanic battle between Wilson and Claire. Claire with her bright yellow blades have just been bumped by Wilson coming round. There's a capacity south here. And they came past the canal boat. There were whistles and the stewards were going crazy. Asking them to go to the outside of the fence. They've just gone to let first and third W2 row through. Claire W2 have been bumped by Wilson W1.
Brilliant. Thanks for that, Andrew. So have you seen that Murray Edwards boat rowing over?
That's correct, yeah. My others have just rode past me now. They'll be going over.
And so just to confirm, I think the next boat you should see coming through will be Jesus W3, maybe in a little bit. Jesus W3, was that?
Yeah, we've just got them now coming past canal boats in the crowd. No problem at all. They're just easing off. They know they're going to run over. There's no pressure at all from in front or the back. So all quiet down here after that. Between Wolfson and Clare. Could barely hear myself.
Fantastic, Andrew. Thank you very much. What I'm doing right now is I'm marching down from Grassy, going to march into the gut and try and grab an interview possibly with one of these crews down here, if I can. Daisy, sounds like you might have an interview.
I haven't actually got an interview, but I've investigated what's been going on at the start, and as I walk up, I can see keys running down, so it looks like they've been bumped by Downing, who I can see putting foliage in their hair. So it looked like there were a lot of very, very early bumps at the start that we just completely missed because they barely even moved off their starting positions, actually.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Daisy.
I've also just been told by a marshal that Wolfson, who on the day bumped Bordley in W2, so that's the new information there. We've had two bumps right at the bottom of the division, right at the start of the race. So Russell,
brilliant. Thank you very much. I think I'm going to try and grab an interview with a very victorious-looking Lucy Cab Hughes-Hall combined. They've just bladed, and I'm talking to the cops. How does it feel, blading at Lempong?
Oh, it's amazing. We're so pleased for everyone. We really enjoyed it.
And how do you think it's come about? What's been the strengths of your boat and your crew this Lent?
Oh, my gosh. Literally, everyone's put in so much hard work, and we've had two fantastic
Always lovely to hear. Thanks to the coaches. Well done, guys. So that's a view down here from the Lucy Cab Hughes Hall combined blading here at Lentbomb. But with that in mind, I think it's probably time for a rundown of this division, and then we'll release Andrew to try and go and get confirmed results. From my point of view and from what we've been calling here on the river, at the top of this division, Clare W2 couldn't hold on to their rowovers in the end. Wolfson W1 bumping them. Murray Edwards got a row over because behind them it was Lucy Cab, QC, as they are now affectionately known, bumping Queen W2 to Blade. At first and third, unfortunately, getting their second lot of spoons in a row in Lent bumps, having been bumped by Darwin W2, Jesus W3 rowing over, Clare Hall W1 bumping St Cat W2, Kit Hall W2 bumping Churchill W2, a row over for Kings W2, then now at the bottom of this division, two very early bumps, Wolfson W2 earning their blade by bumping Magdalen W2, Keys W2 earning their spoons by getting bumped by Downing W2, and Newnham right at the bottom of this division, rowing over. That, I think, is the call for W3. Back to you, Sam.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.